Folks, this is Carolyn Evers, and my special friend has come with me to touch you, and hopefully you touch us, and enjoy this wonderful evening together.
Good evening, everyone. This is Richard. Good evening, Carolyn.
Good evening. Well, we've been waiting for this night. 2 weeks, actually. And I really want to know what we're going to hear. I'm really interested. We already have a caller on line one. And, dear one, we have to work through our introduction here. And so, Richard, I ask you to call forth our guest, if you will. And for those of you who are on the line and listening to this tonight, place your concentration on the third eye. And feel the energy in your heart along with what Richard is explaining to you, and see how close you can get to picking up the message yourself. Richard?
Yes, I'm trying to get my, you might say, get my head around it. Press my heart around it. I experience him really as perhaps surprisingly very loving and indeed very wise. There is a clarity about the energy of Max that is quite interesting. It's almost singular in nature. It's almost like it's an energy of a singular frequency, without the, you might say, complexity that you would normally have associated with, I guess you would say, a normal soul. It's almost like a soul that's completely on purpose, you might say. Quite strong, quite centered. And as I said, this sense of almost singularity. It's most unusual. That's about all I have, Carolyn.
Well, you have given us what you have picked up, and that's good. And the message.
Let's see what he has to say. I am honored to be asked to come forth in this manner. As you know, there are other platforms, you might say, through which I communicate. I work with a couple of women in particular, and there are quite a number of other people that have learnt to connect with me in the way that you are connecting. And I appreciate and value the opportunity to connect with them just as I am connecting with you. And in many ways, the elements that they are searching for are very similar to the elements that I will be communicating with you, except perhaps in most of their cases, their focus is a little different. These things might sound in conflict, but in truth, they are not. And so let me begin with my history. I was not created on this planet. Indeed, I was given as a gift to humanity by, you might say, your star brothers and sisters, along with some other crystal skulls. And the time that we came to the planet preceded Atlantis. You might understand that crystals such as I, at least the material from which I was made, was extremely old. And there are many that may consider that the material from which I'm made, the crystal, may only arise on your planet, but indeed it does not. I was created by those beings that you know of as the Sirians, that is, those beings that come from that star system called Sirius, who have a guiding role for the development of humanity. And indeed, there are those who are incarnated on the planet at this time, whose monads have also sent forth fingers of consciousness to Sirius to participate in that experience and to also act as guides to humanity from that perspective. And so my purpose in being sent to the planet was in fact to play a role in influencing the consciousness on the planet. I came in part as a messenger, and those in Atlantis, or at least of that time, were able to communicate with me and understood that I played a role also in communicating to the crystalline structure of the planet. You may understand that crystals in general, not just specifically shaped crystals as I am, have the ability to record all of the history of their experience. Not only their specific experience, but all of the experience which is occurring on the planet in which they are located. And the decision, you might say, by crystals upon a planet to record that history needs to be made. It is a choice that needs to be made. And part of the reason I was sent to the planet was to communicate with the other major crystals upon the planet to ensure that they recorded this history. Because, as you perhaps well understand, what is reported as your history has very little to do with the true history of humanity and indeed of the planet itself. And so part of the reason I came was to encourage the crystals of the planet to record true history so that when the time is right and humanity is ready, they can access that history and bring it forth. And so the records of humanity in regard to the unfolding of life on the planet and the human journey in particular can be, you might say, updated with a more accurate version of what has occurred. So this was part of my reason. I was also programmed with great wisdom, you might say, by those from Sirius, so that it could be held upon the planet. There are many other ways that wisdom is held upon the planet, one of which is that energy field that surrounds the planet that some of you are already aware of. And that, in a sense, is more reflective of the unfolding of events, you might say, on the planet. And, of course, particular individuals might make choices to undertake activities which cause the particular activities to be recorded in that energy field. In my case, however, I was programmed, I'd say, to ensure particular understandings were present on the planet, regardless of what happened to the human journey. And so these are key reasons that I was sent. In essence, I am simply a crystal. I just happen to have a particular shape that reflects a human skull. But in and of itself, that shaping does not change the way I work to any great degree. All it does is simply impact the way humanity interacts with me, because they assume that I represent more than simply a crystal because of that shape. And of course, there were also messages given to those who have had the opportunity to examine me in more recent times, because they realize that the skills do not exist upon the planet to create the finish, I'd say, the manner in which I've been pleated or created. And so that in itself carries a message to humanity. So these are the key things that I want to share with you. I would add that this information primarily was put in place to hold and support some of the elements that needed to be in place for what is unfolding in this time. So many things have been put in place by so many on so many different levels to be available to support the unfolding of events in this particular time. And so that is all I wish to say.
Thank you, Max. I wish to understand something, if you can help me with this. Would it be true to say that all crystals found on Earth have the same function that you're describing, that they are to, you might say, write or contain the history of planet Earth? Is that an accurate statement?
As I said, all crystals have that ability. However, they need to choose to record it. And part of the reason I came was to, in a way, encourage them, inform them about the necessity to choose to record that history. So yes, all crystals record that history.
Does size have anything to do with this function? So if I have a small crystal or a large crystal, would that make any difference?
Size does make a difference. There are elements of this which are, in a sense, a little like how you might view holograms. If you have a large hologram, it contains much more detail than a much smaller piece of that hologram. Every piece of the hologram contains all of the information, but not in as much detail, not as with such great clarity. And the same is true when one looks at the recording that are held by crystal. And so larger crystals do tend to carry more detail, more refined detail in what they can record.
I have some crystals in my possession that I'm very fond of, but I can't say that I ever thought about accessing them for information about the Earth. Give me some thought as to the protocol that one would go through to access the crystal of theirs and get this information. Can you do that?
It is no different from accessing any other form of consciousness. I am aware that, for example, the two of you have spoken to that crystal known as Norris, that is located in Britain with Lady Van. And so, in that particular case, you simply connected with it, just as Richard is connected with me. You connect with the consciousness of the crystal and communicate with it. It is no different from that process that you used, or indeed the way you communicate with other things, like fruit, that tree that you have connected with.
Thank you. I wonder if when someone acquires a crystal, if the crystal has any choice to come to you. In other words, are some crystals drawn towards a person for some reason and choose to enter into their, you might say, life?
Very much so. Indeed, there are crystals that have been in the life of various aspects that have come forth from the same monad. In other words, there has been a relationship over many lifetimes. This is more common than is recognized. And of course, in the way that you look at life, in the way that most of humanity looks at this consciousness, this reality, this might seem impossible or ridiculous, but indeed it happens, and it happens quite often.
Thank you, Max. I have a question with regards to healing and crystals. So do the crystals have some, I don't know how to quite put this, ability to work with healing on the human body, other than recording information?
They do. And as you are aware, you can program crystals to perform particular functions. And that is essentially through intention or commanding. And that might relate to a particular healing function. Similarly, you can go through particular methodologies, you might say, that will create a predisposition towards the use of a crystal for the purposes of healing. So there is a role to, you might say, clear the crystal from its more challenging experiences, you might say, to clear negative energies from that crystal and to then focus it. These preparations, you might say, have a great impact on a crystal's ability to assist in the healing process. I would add, however, that the essential nature of the crystal does have a role in the healing process for a human being and indeed for animals. This is not well understood. And again, it is a predisposed role for crystals in their interaction with, you might say, life.
Thank you, Max. I have taken crystals to what I consider places on the planet that I particularly loved. So I have taken crystals in my travels. So when I come back home, can I then take that crystal and ask for information about the present or the past of the place that I visited with it?
You can do that. Indeed, more than that, you do not need to take the crystal to that location to be able to do that, because there is an awareness upon the planet. There is, you might say, a communication between the crystals of the planet. And so, in a way, the crystal that you are working with is actually tapping into a broader consciousness. And so you do not need to take the crystal to a particular location for it to be able to bring forth history for you. What it will do if you take it to a particular location is it will tend to absorb the energies of that location. And so by holding it and recalling that location, it can assist you by bringing forth forth the energies of that experience.
That's quite amazing. And we have some callers on the line, but before we get to them, I have one more question. And that question is, does a crystal have the power to protect us? And what I mean by that is, can they, if we communicate with a crystal, can they warn us of some impending action in our life that might cause us harm? In other words, is there some function of a crystal where they can see into what we might call our future?
Firstly, a crystal can respond to your overtures, you might say. It is difficult for crystal, given its nature, to proactively alert you, to in a sense, reach out to your consciousness, to alert you in that way. It is more subtle than that. And in a manner, a crystal is aware of the present and the past. Crystal really does not have the ability to access the future.
Thank you, Max. We're going to go to Sally on line one and see what question she has. Sally, welcome to the show. And what would you like to ask of Max? Sally, are you there?
Are you talking to me, Sally in Virginia?
Sally, yes, you're online. You're on our line. Did you have a question for Max?
Are we talking about all crystals? Or just, for instance, quartz crystals.
Okay, yes. Let's ask Max if this takes in all crystals or just the quartz. Max?
The quartz crystal has particular properties, and it is the most common crystal that you see in a large form. But indeed, what I'm referring to applies to all crystals, not just quartz crystals.
There you go, Sally. Got your answer. You have some
you.
Crystals that you've collected?
That's fine.
Thank you, Sally. We're going to move on to Marie on line two. Marie, welcome to the program. And do you have a question for Max?
Yes, I do. I was wondering if Max's consciousness is in several skulls, or is he just in one skull that he works through?
Can you turn off the volume on your end? You don't want the radio playing on your end.
I turned it off on my end. I'm just on my phone.
Well, perhaps you're a little confused on this. So, Max, can we help Marie?
The consciousness that is communicating with Richard here and responding to your question is a consciousness that is specific to this particular crystal that is expressed as that crystal skull. In other words, the consciousness is specific to that crystal.
But in fairness, maybe we need to expand that a little bit, Max. From what I understood that you said, all crystals are able to communicate with people if we connect with them.
That is true.
So, Marie, did you get your answer that you were questioning, or was there another aspect of this that you wanted to discover?
There's a little bit of another aspect, or maybe it's just getting clarity on my part, because I know of some people that work with crystal skulls, and one of them's name is Max, and I didn't know if it was the same consciousness or if somehow all the crystals work together.
Are you asking if all crystals have the consciousness that Max has, Marie?
Or if somehow they work together, that they're...
As I explained earlier, Marie,
yeah.
A crystal has the ability to communicate with other crystals upon the planet. However, that does not mean that they have a shared consciousness. On a level, they do. They do have an individual consciousness, and it is that individual consciousness of this particular crystal that is communicating with Richard at this time.
Okay.
Does that clarify things for you, Marie?
Yeah. Do crystal skulls work with skulls that are not crystal? Do they communicate with them and work together? So I have some bone skulls. It's a bone skull.
You have
mala.
Some skulls? What's the material made out of, the skull?
It's bone.
Oh, bone.
Bone.
Well, let's see if Max has some thought on bone shaped as a skull.
I do not work with bone skulls. Rather, my focus is working with crystals. As I said, the shaping that was done in my case was to trigger a connection for humanity with me, not that I should be taken to be a skull. It is a different issue.
There you go, Marie. It sounds like you got an answer. And I would suggest that you find a piece of crystal and work with it.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Max. And thank you very much, Carolyn and Richard.
You're welcome,
I'll
dear.
I'll go on to the next quarter caller.
Okay, we're going to connect with Jessica on line 3. Jessica,
hello.
Welcome.
Thank you. I have a couple questions, if possible. I could think of a million, but I'll try to keep it.
A couple, though.
the first one is about the underground crystals, the huge crystals that look kind of like in the Superman movie, when Superman went to the Ice Palace or whatever it was. Were those power centers, and will we be using them again, if so? Or what were those? What are those?
I've seen pictures of those, Jessica. I think I know what you're saying. Very large crystals that have been found in the earth. They haven't been taken out of the earth, but they are there, and we're aware of these large crystals. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're enormous. I saw pictures of them. What does Max have to say about it, Richard?
There are many large crystals that are located in the planet. And indeed, as some of you will be aware, some of those crystals were used for various purposes in the time of Atlantis. One in particular was used to, you might say, bring forth an energy that looked a lot like a red laser. And these crystals were used to be able to, the energies from that particular crystal was used to be able to manifest. And also those crystals were used as a power source. As events unfold, the ability for humanity to manifest will come forth again, but it will not require the energies from that red crystal. And also there will be an unlimited availability of power, of energy for humanity, as the understandings of how to harness the fundamental energies of creation, you might say, come forth into the human experience. So there is no need for those crystals to be utilized in humanity's future. And this information is already coming forth into the human consciousness.
Before Jessica asks her next question, I'd like a little clarification on that myself. Max, are you saying that when you said energy, do you mean something like electricity? Are we able to harness electricity through crystals?
There were crystals used in Atlantis in a manner which brought forth energy that you would be able to convert into electricity. Crystals were used in this manner in the time of Atlantis, but they will not be required to be set up in this kind of configuration in the future.
Thank you, Max. Jessica, did you have another question?
Sure. I've been feeling within the last month an energy that's a bouncing energy. I feel it daily now. I'm trying to describe. It's at different locations, so I know it's not just my house moving. And it's almost as if I was in a womb and someone was laughing, and the mother was laughing. It's a good energy and a bouncing energy. Does Max have any idea, does this have to do with the star beings he mentioned, or does he have any idea what this is?
Before we ask Max that question, I want to understand your question. You're telling us that you are feeling an energy. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And
it's almost like a very small earthquake, or like if you were standing next to a washing machine that was moving.
And do you feel this in your house or outside or everywhere?
I feel it in different locations.
Okay. And so this is a bouncing energy, and you're trying to understand what this is. Is that correct?
Yeah. Does it have anything to do with the star beings that Max mentioned or the energies that we're coming into at this time?
Jessica, I'm not asking for where you live, but what state are you located?
Oh, I used to be in Pittsburgh, in case you remember me calling from there, but now I've moved to California.
Now, did you feel this energy? When you first felt this energy, was it in California?
Yeah.
I think we have enough now that perhaps Max will be able to give us an answer, Richard. So what does Max say about this?
There are energies that are coming forth to the planet and energies that are coming forth from within the planet that are associated with the changes that are happening at this time. Some of these energies people are aware of at the time of major alignment events such as solstices and equinoxes. And some of these energies begin at those times and continue on. These energies are not only coming from the cosmos, but indeed, as I said, are coming forth from the planet. And it may be that it is some of these energies that you are experiencing. I understand from your words that these are essentially positive energies that you are experiencing. And they do sound like energies which relate to the positive transformations that are occurring. And my sense is that this is what you are referring to.
Jessica, was there any other question that you had?
I'm just curious about the star beings that you mentioned and where they are at this time, and, you know, if we'll be actually, you know, reuniting with them or...
Now, are you talking about the star beings that Max said created him?
Yeah.
Okay. Richard?
As I mentioned, I was created by the Syrians. And as I said, some of the Syrians are present on the planet. I think Jessica took that to mean that there are those present upon the planet from Sirius in their form upon Sirius. And this is not what I meant. What I meant is that the monads that sent forth fingers of consciousness, you might say, to be present on Sirius, have sent forth fingers of consciousness to be present on the planet at this time. So I am not saying that there are Sirians present on the planet. Rather, I am saying there are human beings that are incarnate here whose monads, you might say, have experiences relating to the experience on Sirius. And those prior soul experiences, you might say, are in the subconscious awareness of the individuals who are incarnated upon the planet. And so it is that awareness, that wisdom, that at some point will come more actively forth in their experience. And they are here to assist with these changes.
Thank you.
Does this answer your question, Jessica?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Jessica. And we're getting close to the end of the program, and I want to make this session with Max to be most helpful to people. So, Max, I'd like to perhaps run through a little scenario here. Let's say a person is attracted to a crystal and they buy it and they come home with it. And give me some thoughts as to how a person would begin to work with a crystal to, you might say, make a companionship with the crystal, and in such a way that it could be most helpful to bring forth growth between the two and get the kind of information that would be helpful to the individual. So give us some thoughts as to that process.
Firstly, I recommend that when you bring the crystal home, you sit in meditation, holding the crystal. And you do this for several days. As you do this, you will begin to connect more closely with the consciousness of the crystal. You will begin to get a much greater sense of what that crystal is about. In a way, its personality, because it does and will have a personality. And then after you have done this for a few days, I then recommend that you use intention to clear all negative energies from that crystal and intend that the energy flow through that crystal be aligned to its natural perfection. Once you have done this, I recommend that you sit that crystal in a place where it can be in the sun for a couple of days, because the energy of the sun will help to revitalize that crystal. Once you have done this, then I recommend that you use intention to program crystal for the particular purpose that you may have. You may have multiple purposes for that crystal. For example, you may want it to energize water when you place it in the sun. And so you use intention, hold that crystal in your hand and speak the intention that this crystal acts in a manner to energize water when it is placed in the sun, that crystal in the water. This is an example of how you program with intention. And really, you can program it with intention for many things, whether it be to assist in healing, or whether it be to bring forth history of the planet, and many other things. So this process that I recommend that you go through as a basic process, and really the particular focus or direction that you have for that crystal is specified by the intention that you use. And you can reprogram the crystal at any point. It is not as if you locked into a particular path, when you set an intention, for example, for it to energize water in the sun, it is not as if that then locks that in place, because you can change the intention at any time. And so this is how I recommend you go about working with your crystal.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Max. You have intrigued me with this aspect of energizing water. I've done that in a past, but I would like to ask you, when you put the crystal in water and drink that water, you have energized it. What does that do to the human body?
There are many things that this can impact. Firstly, as you will understand, the key energy that's coming from the sun is prana. And whilst the body can absorb prana as it goes, as the human being goes about the living of their life, indeed, to truly absorb prana, you need to use intention. Intention when you are in the sun to draw prana into your body. Now, when you use a crystal to energize water and it is in the sun, you are effectively having the crystal ensure that a maximum amount of prana is stored in water. And so when you drink that water, you are effectively bringing prana into your body. And this can also act as a role for healing the body. Because you have set an intention with the crystal, and because you are looking to have that water energized, you are, in a way, making the decision to have prana into the water and then into your body in this secondary kind of way. So it is ultimately an expression of your intention to bring the sun's energies into your body via the water.
I find that fascinating. I never thought that when we are out in the sun, that to be most effective, that we need to have that intention of drawing more prana into the body. Did I get the right idea about that? Is that what you said?
Yes.
That's amazing. In parting, Max, is there anything else that you wish to tell our audience, in other words, to be helpful or to clarify any point?
I encourage all of you to be optimistic. The time that you are in many ways, can look very dark. Those of you who monitor what is happening are aware of, for example, the actions of those who wish to control the food supplies on the planet in a very negative way, that wish to use pharmaceuticals to generate great profit and at the expense of humanity. There are those who wish to completely control humanity in every conceivable way. And you see that coming forth in so many ways and on so many levels. And so you can witness all of this and take a very pessimistic view as a result. And I encourage you to not do this, because a great deal of planning has gone into this time. In some ways, it may not look like as though there's been a great deal of planning, but indeed there has. And so events are unfolding as I had expected them to, even though they are not in alignment with what many people expected. They are indeed in alignment with what I expected. So have faith and be optimistic. And reach for what you wish to see unfold in your lives. Because your ability to do this, to bring forth what you desire, is increasing exponentially as time progresses. So be optimistic. Have faith in what you are choosing in your life. And all unfold as it has been.
That is beautiful, Max. And in closing with you, what you have said triggers another question, as that so often occurs. You know, we hear a lot of things about genetically modified food and the negative effects it has on the physical body. Can we use crystals or energized water from the sun to help us to overcome these negative aspects of GMO? Is that possible?
As you know, intention is very powerful. And so you can use a crystal to help to minimize the impact of genetically modified foods upon the body. And indeed, you can use intention to minimize the impact of those foods directly. It is best to avoid those foods, and as events unfold, the impact of these kind of foods upon the body will simply disappear. And so the use of intention or a crystal or both to minimize the impact upon your physical body as a result of consuming foods which contain genetically modified components is a very useful thing to do.
I really value and appreciate so much the information that you brought forth, Max. And I know that people who follow your teachings and incorporate them into their lives will be truly blessed. And I want to thank you so much, and Richard, for you taking Max's information.
Thank you.
Richard, we have 6 minutes. And I'm wondering if there is some area that you wish to comment on or direct our thoughts to during these 6 minutes.
Well, I must have been focused on that.
Of course.
I think, you know, I in these sessions, I keep coming back to it. I'm just amazed by the experiences that come forth in those key past life sessions that you do with people. They really are quite fascinating. And a number of them are on the page where they're linked to in terms of people sharing some of those experiences. But they really are quite extraordinary how the individual's soul guides them to a particular past life, which may or may not be on this planet. It usually is, but it isn't necessarily. And the soul guides them to that connection because either there is something that individual needs to learn from that past life, or indeed that past life soul expression wishes to work with the individual in this life because it had a skill or has a skill that is of value to the individual in this life. And so often what opens up is a relationship between the individual in this life and that past life where they work together to strengthen that skill in this life. And also, there are times when what comes forth there is an understanding of who the individual is. An example comes to mind of an individual who came forth who was actually a reincarnation of Sophia. Now, many think Sophia is the mother goddess, which is not strictly accurate. It is the goddess of wisdom. And so a reincarnation of Sophia is present on the planet at this time. So I find that before. So there are many things like this that come forth from these sessions.
Well, something, we've got just a couple more minutes. Thank you for that input, Richard. Before I move on, would you just give people an address of where they might connect with that information? We've got several websites.
That's too hard. What I will do is put a link in the email that I send out afterwards.
That's good. What I would suggest is if you listen to read the email with that information in it, or those who have listened to the show on some level, take a notebook, a to-do list. Max has given us so much information, whether it's energizing water or programming a crystal for healing. Basically, what Max is saying is that through intention, using the crystal, we can benefit from this in so many ways. So when you listen to this radio show again, make a list, a to-do list. There was so much given. The one thing that he talked about when you have a crystal come into your life, how to meditate with it, how to program it. And that reminds me very similar to the Right Brain Magic sessions that you do, Richard, connecting with a consciousness. If you haven't had a Right Brain session, you really would be extremely helpful, whether you're connecting with any kind of consciousness. And of course, what Max is saying is that he is a consciousness, and you can learn how to do this on so many levels. So I would encourage you to think about a Right Brain Magic session, because, you know, he mentioned about talking with a tree, or I just find that so fascinating how a fruit tree, for instance, instructs the fruit as to what they're going to be doing, how they're going to be consumed by humanity, and how it can help the physical body. I mean, I never thought of things like that. Or communicate, we've done this, communicate with trees on your property where it looks like it needs something to help it grow, and the tree will tell us what it needs. Or the body, using that concept of the Right Brain Magic, you can ask the body what it needs to clear distress in the body, for instance, or the kinds of food that you should be eating. And this concept of connecting with a consciousness, to my way of thinking, is such a great gift, whether it is the consciousness of a pet that you have. You know, pets can be so comforting to individuals, and how effective it would be to really be connected to that consciousness, and the two of you share thoughts with one another. You know, we can get great comfort from a pet that we have. It's been known, you know, you sit a person that's not well, has a pet come up next to them and rub their nose against their fingers or their legs, and the person feels comforted. Well, how wonderful it would be to actually hear that consciousness. Anyway, Richard, we're out of time. I want to thank again your expertise in connecting with the consciousness and bringing it forth to the public, and I am very grateful for that. Thank you.
Thank you, Carolyn, and thank you for your contribution also.
Goodbye for now, my friends, until the next time.